Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Bob Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Gang, right now the Army Air Forces is getting ready with a supersonic plane that they hope will travel twice as fast as sound. 1,500 miles an hour. Imagine that. Well, you might say that's a pipe dream. But the first steps have already been taken. They've got the plane, and right now pilots are testing it. But how far they've gone is still a secret. But when you start trying to fly faster than the speed of sound, well, you do it slowly, in steps, for there are many things to be considered in this high-speed flying. The two main factors, of course, are the plane and the man flying it. Can you realize, though, just how fast 1,500 miles an hour is? You take off from New York and land in London less than 2 hours later. If your business there takes you an hour or so, you can make the entire round trip between lunch and dinner of one day. Flying cross-country will be a weird experience. Take off from New York after breakfast and arrive in Los Angeles before breakfast. Well, that, of course, is due to the difference in time zones. All this lies in the future. What I'd like to emphasize, however, is that pioneering in supersonic flight is going on right now. How far in the future before we actually can fly at speeds as terrific as 1,500 miles an hour, we don't know. But it may come within a few years. At the end of today's program, I'll tell you why we're trying for such high speeds and some of the problems facing our area pioneers. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Surprised by the sudden appearance of La Pantera and her men in the lost Mayan city of Xochitl, Hop, Tank, and young Christopher Cross found refuge in the winding tunnels of the Temple of Kumakan. But the clever foreign agent followed in close pursuit. Last time, you recall, the boys were seemingly trapped when they turned into a dead-end tunnel. Ordering Tank and Chris to stay where they were, Hop suddenly sprinted forward, charged through the enemy, shouting orders, and ran down the length of the other tunnel in an attempt to fool La Pantera. She gave chase, but as Tank and Chris waited anxiously, they heard two shots, which echoed and re-echoed through the now-empty tunnel, filling them both with a terrible fear.
They got him. The dirty murdering rats got Hop.
Oh, no.
You wait here, kid.
What are you going to do?
Never mind what I'm going to do. You stay here with Pablo. Shoot Hop, will they? I'll tear
him. Hank, wait. Don't go out there.
What do you mean, don't?
Hop said we were supposed to stay here. Those were his orders.
I can't stay here now.
Listen, Tank, Hop's my pal, too. I don't want anything to happen to him either. But he took a terrific chance for us. And if we go against his orders now, everything he did will be wasted.
For Pete's sake, how can I stand here and do nothing when those rats may be...
I know, but we've got to do what he told us to.
Hey, what's that?
It's Pablo. He's come, too.
Senor?
Yes, Pablo? Tank, please, wait. Maybe Pablo can help us.
Are you kidding? He's hurt bad. He can't do nothing.
I hear you speak, senor. And your lips say words of truth. But still, I can't help you.
There, I told you so, Tank.
Well, Pablo...
I've listened to much of what you say. The other senor, he has been hurt, perhaps...
We don't know for sure.
Your amigo is very smart, senor. He tricked the enemy, I think.
I wish I could be sure.
Listen, Tank, if Hop was hurt, if they did shoot him, Lopinter's men would have come back to look for us.
All right, so there's chasing them, then. He still needs help, doesn't he?
You help in other way. Tell me, we are in a small tunnel that goes from main tunnel away from a sacred altar, see?
Yes, but how did you know?
I have not lived in Temple of Kumakan for such long time without learning much. There is well behind me. See?
Yes, we're stuck.
Take hand. Feel wall to left.
What for?
Do as Pablo say, I help you.
No, we're just wasting time.
There is space in wall. You put hand inside.
Did you hear him, Tank?
Yeah, wait a minute. Okay, I got... Hey, there's a rope in here.
You pull hard.
Oh, boy, maybe this will work after all. Okay, here goes.
Something's happening.
I'll say. There's a draft coming through here now.
You think it's safe to flash my light?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why, look, the wall's open, and there's a flight of stairs.
You believe Pablo now, senor?
Oh, golly, of course we do, Pablo. Where does the stairway go?
Up to a small chamber. beneath the great voice of Kumakan.
Huh? What's that mean?
Must be a room at the top of the temple, right under the big bell.
You go there now. You safe from harm.
Okay. Come on, Tank. You carry Pablo.
What about Hop?
I help you find friend. You go up.
Come on, Tank. We better.
All right. Here we go, Pablo.
Gracias, senor.
You lead the way with a flash, Chris.
Oh, sure thing.
What's the matter? Am I hurting you?
It is nothing, senor. Nothing.
As soon as we get up there, we'll take care of your wound.
Hold the light up, Chris.
Take care when you come to the last step, senor. You must walk to one side, the left side. Otherwise, you will fall to the bottom of the temple.
What?
See, there is a great hole in the floor. It goes down, far down. The ancient priests used it for the victims of their sacrifices and also as a trap for their enemies.
I'm on the top step.
Be careful.
I am. Stay over against this wall, Dave.
Don't worry. Shine the light down, will you? I don't get the layout.
Look. The hole is right at the head of the stairs, just two steps away from the top step.
Jumping jennies. If the guy didn't know it was there, he'd walk forward and go right down.
He would go down far, senor.
I'll say. Can't even see the bottom.
Come on, Tank. It makes me dizzy just to look.
Yeah. Okay, we're past it. I'll shine the flash around, see what the place looks like.
Just a small room. Nothing in it but a table.
Where do those steps go?
Up to the top, I think, out in the open where the temple bell is.
I don't see no opening.
The stone at the top of the stairs can be removed. That is how I climbed to the top the first night you saw me.
You sure scared us, Pablo.
I am very sorry now, senor. That is why I try to help.
Tank, why don't you put Pablo down on the stone table? Maybe we can bind his wound.
Oh, sure. There. Sorry, pal. Bring the flash closer, Chris.
Uh-huh.
It's getting dim, ain't it?
The batteries are just about shot.
Look, why don't we open up the top of this place and get some light in from the outside?
No, senor.
Tank,
no.
It's night, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You must not open the stone. Not until the deep hole is covered, senor.
Huh? Why not?
It is written. A terrible thing will happen. The voice of Kumakan will be heard three times. Then the temple will collapse into dust.
What kind of crazy talk is that?
You must believe me. It is written. I, Pablo, I know.
Okay, okay. Don't get excited, pal. I believe you. Now, let's see if we can get you
fixed up. Tank, I hear something.
Douse the flash.
Somebody's on the stairs.
Lopantera and her thug must have doubled back and found the opening we left.
What do we do?
Wait.
Wait?
Yeah, we don't have to worry.
Why not?
You forgetting that hole right next to the steps? They're close. Listen, almost to the top step.
Sounds like one man.
Quiet.
Oh, my gosh, Tank.
Shut up, will you?
Maybe it's... Tank, look.
Turn off that flash, you dope.
Tank, it's Hop.
Chris, that you?
Jumping jennies.
Great Scott, am I glad...
No, Hop, no!
Even as Tank shouts a frantic warning, Hop steps forward, eyes blinded in the sudden glare of the light, failing to see the black hole yawning at his very feet. One step farther will carry him to his destruction. You don't want to miss the action-packed climax of today's episode, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you how the Army Air Forces is already experimenting with a supersonic plane. A plane that someday may travel more than twice the speed of sound. That is 1,500 miles an hour. Why would anyone want to travel that fast? First, the Air Forces believes it is vital to the safety of our country. We all hope that there never is another war, but if there should be another one, supersonic planes and missiles might be the factor in deciding victory or defeat. And victory or defeat might very well be decided within a few hours. These new supersonic planes of the future may be piloted by men or radio-directed. Some of these missiles may be so changed in design that they won't have wings. Within a matter of minutes, they'll fly thousands of miles and strike with deadly destructive force. With experiments going on around the world with such planes, it would be a fatal error if our own Army Air Forces failed to keep up on the latest developments. For we know that in a war in which one nation has advanced further than another, the nation without the latest developments is doomed to defeat. Then, too, there are the commercial possibilities. Airlines will bring distant points of the globe closer and closer,
for both business and pleasure. And for science, well, there's always that faraway dream of someday reaching a planet or the moon. All this, of course, is in the realm of speculation. However, the possibility for long flights at speeds of 3 and 4 times the speed traveled by present-day airliners may not be so very far away. Right now, the high-speed pioneers are using rocket motors. The big problem is to get past the speed of sound. But someday, maybe soon, they'll do it. And until we have radio-controlled planes, always remember America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Following the instructions of Pablo, the aged Mexican native, Tank and Chris walked up a flight of stone steps inside the temple and found themselves in a small chamber immediately under the apex of the cement monument. Suddenly they heard footsteps on the stairs and waited tensely in the darkness, safe in the knowledge that a gaping hole in the floor near the stairway would take care of the enemy. But Chris, with sudden inspiration, turned on the flashlight to find Hop outlined in its glare.
Great Scott, am I glad...
No, Hop, no!
What? Hop, go back! What?
Chris, what are you doing?
Relax, Hop, go back!
Hop, Chris, what's going on?
It's okay, Tank.
What happened?
Well, the neatest flying block I ever saw in my life.
I'm sorry, Hop, if I hurt you.
Forget it. What was the idea, anyway?
Stay close to the wall. This way. Now, I'll show you.
Look.
What in the world is that?
It's a trap the ancient Mayan priests used. The hole goes all the way down to the bottom of the temple.
The bottom? Thanks, Chris. Thanks a million.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Hop. I should have warned you, but I didn't know it was you. What happened, anyhow? We thought you were shot.
That was part of the act. I wanted to draw La Pantera's men with me.
And it worked?
I'll say. I led them a merry chase all over the place. Finally shook them and came back to find you. I was awfully worried when I didn't see you where I left you.
Well, Pablo showed us the way up here. Another one of them trick doors.
Pablo? He came out of it?
Yeah. He's over here on the table. We were going to try and fix him up when we heard you on the stairs.
Well, Pablo, how do you feel?
I will be all right, senor.
I'm sure you will. And thanks for helping my friends.
It is nothing, senor. I hope to be able to help more if the gods permit.
Why, you just take it easy. Let us take care of you. Now, let's see. We're up near the top of the temple now, aren't we?
Right under the temple bell.
You say you lost Pantera and her mugs?
Yes.
Swell. And we've got a good chance to get out of here. While they're chasing their fool heads off in the tunnels, we can slip out through the top, go down the outside of the temple, and beat it into the forest.
It's not quite as easy as that, Tank.
Why not?
While I was leading them through the tunnels, I made a mistake.
Well, what do you mean?
I led them past the tunnel where we left Pepita and our equipment. They found everything.
Oh, so what? We don't need the stuff. That dopey donkey'd only slow us up.
I said they found our equipment, Tank, including the exposed negatives.
The negatives?
The pictures we took, you mean?
Yes. And now La Pantera has exactly what she's looking for. The secret of the mural.
There is bitter disappointment in Hop's voice as he reveals what has happened. So all the boys' work has been for nothing. La Pantera has won. Our adventure reaches a smashing climax in the next episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.